Don't you know we've come this far?
Welcome to the History of Christianity podcast with Daniel White the Third. My name is Snequa Grace White, and I am the fourth oldest daughter of Daniel White the Third. We are glad that you have joined us today as Daniel White the Third helps believers understand the basics of Christian history.
This is Daniel White the Third, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the History of Christianity podcast number 149, or episode 149, titled John Chrysostom, Part 2, A Voice from the Wilderness. Beloved, when I became a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, my salvation experience was so dramatic and so life-altering, I somehow had the false idea that Christianity began when I got saved. I had no concept of the hundreds of years of Christian history. I had no concept of the hundreds of years of history that Christianity had gone through since the time of Jesus Christ over 2,000 years ago. Even though I was raised in the church, in the Baptist tradition and in the Pentecostal Holiness Charismatic tradition, both. And that's why I firmly believe today that once you lead someone to Christ and you take in new members in a local church, a part of the discipleship program, and I mean structured discipleship program, similar to the one that Lon Solomon started at his church in the Washington, D.C. area. Almost like a college setup. It needs to include church history. This will give the young convert a solid understanding about Christianity in general. They need to know about the other denominations so they won't flee your denomination, if you understand what I'm saying. Anyway, I have found that this has happened to many believers, young and old alike, have the same or similar false idea. The purpose of this podcast is to dispel this notion by sharing with listeners the history of Christianity from the ministry of Jesus Christ all the way up until the present day in an easy to understand format, in an easy to understand way. You don't have to worry. This is not a lecture. This is a look at the basic facts and figures of Christian history that every believer and every person needs to be aware of. Beloved, our scripture for today is Galatians 6:10, which reads, "As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Our history of Christianity quote today is from Clement of Alexandria. He said, "If God rewarded the righteous immediately, we would soon be engaged in business, not godliness. We would be pursuing not piety, but profit." Today in the history of Christianity, we are looking at John Chrysostom, Part 2, A Voice from the Wilderness, from Dr. Justo L. Gonzalez's fine book, The Story of Christianity, Volume 1. He was, above all, a monk. Before becoming a monk, he was a lawyer, trained in his native Antioch by the famous pagan orator Libanius. It is said that when someone asked the old teacher who should succeed him, he responded, "John, but the Christians have laid claim on him." Anthusa, John's mother, was a fervent Christian who loved her child with a deep and possessive love. She was quite happy when her lawyer son, then 20 years of age, asked that his name be added to the list of those training for baptism. 3 years later, when he completed the time of preparation that was then required, he was baptized by Bishop Meletius of Antioch. Once again, his mother rejoiced. But when he told her that he intended to withdraw from the city and follow the monastic way, she was adamant and made him promise that he would never leave her as long as she lived. It may well be that some of these experiences are reflected in his later sermons on topics such as marriage and the family. John's way of solving the tension between his monastic vocation and his mother's possessiveness was simply to turn their home into a monastery. There he lived with three like-minded friends until, after his mother's death, he joined the monks in the Syrian mountains. He then spent 4 years learning the discipline of monastic life and two more rigorously practicing it in complete solitude. Later, he himself would admit that such a life was not the best kind of training for the shepherd's task. Many who have gone from monastic retreat to the active life of the priest or the bishop are completely unable to face the difficulties of their new situation. Next time, beloved, we will begin looking at John Chrysostom, Part 3, A Voice from the Wilderness. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, help us to learn from this dear ancient brother of the faith what not to do and what to do, and to be totally devoted to you, and to be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove, as we saw in the case of him dealing with his possessive mother. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, dear friend, simply knowing the facts about Christian history without knowing the one on whom this faith is based will do you no good. If you do not believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, may I encourage you to get to know Him today. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Simply believe in your heart that the Lord Jesus Christ died for your sins. He shed His blood for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can be a part of the church in this life, and in the life to come, live in heaven forever with God. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and He will do so. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Until next time, my beloved, please remember that history is truly His story. God bless you.